This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer. Pastor Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, where the gospel goes out on a regular basis. And where we send out the gospel, we have the bookstore here. I never mentioned the bookstore hardly ever. We have Radio Bible and Book Room, and we'd be glad to send you a catalog there. We have gracious books by the old Puritans, Max Shaines and Spurgeon and Whitfield, A.W. Pink, John Gill. We have all of those books. If you'd like a catalog, you let me know. I'll be glad to send it to you. And then a quarterly magazine. Write me and tell me, put your name on the mailing list for the magazine. No, we don't sell your name list and all that stuff. We don't bombard you for money. If you don't want to be on it, we don't want to put you on it. But because it costs money to send it out there to you. But if you want to be a part of this ministry, keep up with what's going on here at Radio Mission, here at the chapel and new chapel we have, new bookstore, and the ongoing work here, how the old pastor's doing, and how our brethren doing, going out to the jail and the mission places. And if you want to be a part of that, then we have articles there by Pastor Shelton, article by Dr. Copeland, Children's Story Hour, Pointed Arrows, Little Blessings. Oh, this message has been going out. The magazine has for 40 years, 45 years. And if you'd like to be on that mailing list, you write me and let me know. My mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. So we come up to this in our study to where the children of Israel had come up there to the Red Sea. And they began to murmur and complain because Pharaoh's army was back there. And as I told you in our last study, read that story. In those chapters there in Exodus, and the Lord told Moses to hold out a rod over the sea, and with one seemingly blast of his nostrils, the Lord divided the waters. Now, my friend, I want to make something straight here. I have folks tell me, well, the water wasn't very deep anyhow, and people just went across in the mud, and no, sir. I don't know how deep the water is, but the water stood back. And the folks and the animals and the children went over on dry land. Not muddy land, dry land. The completely dry land. Listen, here's some things you'll find if you go back and read that story, beginning there with the 12th chapter and the first verse, first chapter of Exodus. The plagues and the Passover and the leaving Egypt, all and had been there encamped by the sea. The story of the dividing of the sea, all of that. Moses held out his rod, and the scripture says, the wind blew. The blast of his nostrils, says in one place, Exodus 5:18, 5:8, and the water stood in heaps upon each side. Wouldn't that have been a sight? Wouldn't you love to have seen that? That wasn't our place. The Lord didn't want us to see it. Oh, and one of the things that bothers me to no end about these folks complaining in the wilderness there for those 40 years, they had seen those 10 plagues. They saw the 9 plagues, and then they saw that one plague where the firstborn of every family of Egypt, the firstborn of every cow, the firstborn of every camel, the firstborn of every sheep, every goat, every chicken, everything, firstborn of every one of them died that night. And they saw that. They saw no doubt the buzzards circling to take care of all of that flesh, my friend. And yet they murmured and doubted the Lord. Now, I want to call your attention to something else. Oftentimes it's overlooked. The Bible says the water was congealed. Was it congealed waters? Can you tell me? What is congealed waters? It's ice. That water became ice. Listen, force will congeal water. And the force of that water, shoving that water back, the force of it, and with the blast of his nostrils and his power, oh, you listen, you go and sit in your little cemeteries and little seminaries and wherever you want to call them, and you'll have those learned professors, quote-unquote, sitting in the seat of learning, quote-unquote. I tell you, listen, there's somebody come. They're sitting in the seat of learning in the average theological seminary, Baptist and otherwise. They'll sit there, these great scriptures here of God dividing the Red Sea, and they'll say, by some mysterious, something we don't understand, students, at the time the children of Israel came there, there happened to be a wind that passed over and blew the waters out and dried up the land. Just so. Let me tell you something. It didn't happen like that. It never happened like that. No, God's plan didn't happen like that. Salvation was not a hapso. My salvation is not a hapso. So that thing was planned from eternity. Salvation is not a happen-so. God taking care of his man or his woman day to day is not a happen-so. I'm a firm believer in the providence of God, my friend. But listen, I said to you here one day that God's word is built on miracles. And I told my congregation not long ago, I said, do you folks believe in miracles? Well, you know, they didn't know what I was going to say. And I had some quizzical looks in faces of some of our folks. They were waiting for me to say something. And I said, you looking at a miracle standing up here behind this microphone, behind this holy desk. This is a miracle. Old Pendarvis is a miracle, my friend. And listen. I say you, God's word is built on miracles. It's the only book where the word is built on miracles. All other books, like the Mormons and the Koran and all those other, they hang on to miracles. They're just attached to miracles. But our God, our Bible, is a miracle from the first verse through the last verse. It's a miracle. And there was no happen-so about it. God divided that sea, and it was congealed waters. The Lord congealed those waters, my friend. Listen, I tell you, you can't be saved unless you believe God's word. You can't be saved. I often hold my Bible up on our 11 o'clock service, and I say, here's God's word. Believe it and be saved. Disbelieve it. And I often say, be damned for your troubles. But my friend, I want to be kind to you. Believe it and be saved. Disbelieve it. Make fun of it. Whittle it away to pieces. Make new versions. All of those things. And you'll never be saved. No, sir. The word, the Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We have, in our bookstore, we only sell the King James Version, the authorized King James Version of the Bible. Did you know they're getting hard to get? Why? Because there's no demand for them. We could sell NIVs, and we could sell all those, but no, we don't do it. So we get people that come in the bookstore, and they say, my pastor only uses the NIV. Well, we put together a pamphlet about some of the false Bibles, and I'll send you one of them if you'd like me to. Just ask me for the description of the false Bibles, and I'll send it to you free and postpaid. It won't cost you a penny. Oh, but that's not our study today. We're looking there at the Red Sea, how those people come up, and the water was congealed. There was a grave. How wide was it? He doesn't say. But wide enough for an army to pass through of 3 million people, and those walls were ice on either side. I don't know if it's 50 feet wide or 100 feet wide or half a mile. I don't know. And listen, get the impact. Look at this verse. It says, by faith. That's what we studied in it, faith. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. We'll get to that in a minute. They came through after the children of Israel had passed through. And the historians tell us that they're still finding chariot wheels, those old iron chariot wheels, still find them there in the Red Sea. Now, my friend, you know it's easier to believe the Bible than it is to disbelieve it. Oh, I have these folks, these high-learning folks, they say, well, the world was made by a Big Bang, the Big Bang theory. Well, let me ask you a question. What caused the Big Bang? What caused the Big Bang? Somebody had to light the fuse, didn't it? Caused the Big Bang. Then they say, well, it's two tadpoles washed up on the shore of over there on the Atlantic Ocean or over there in the Mediterranean Sea. Or two tadpoles, and they washed up on there, and they got together, bumped together, and made a frog. And the frog had a long tail, and the tail fell off. My friend, I'm making fun. Can't you tell I'm making fun? My friend, it's so easy to believe God's word. I can't believe that such a thing as a Big Bang. I can't believe such a thing as a caveman and all of that stuff. No, did you know Noah built the ark? Did you know he built the ark? He prayed and preached and built the ark 120 years. Do you understand how he built that ark? I don't. But my friend, 120 years, he had to have tools to chop the trees down with and to chop them up into boards to make them boards. It was a wooden boat. It wasn't no steel. But, my friend, it's easy to believe the truth, ain't it? It's so easy to believe the truth. Back there, just like when Jonah started through Nineveh, he said, 40 days and Nineveh's going to be destroyed. Well, the Lord told him to say that. And the folks believed it. And the king put on a sackcloth and ashes. And the Lord held back judgment, my friend. Now, do you believe that? I do. I believe it with all my heart. I believe I'll meet old Jonah one day, and I'll ask him, how was it in the belly of that whale, Jonah? Was it pretty dark down there? My friend, I'm making sarcasm, surely. But let's believe God's word. The Bible says, whosoever believeth on the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. The Bible says, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the death, the judgment. Those things are true, my friend. That's true. That's not a fairy tale. But the old trailblazer, I can't convince you. You know what my prayer is? Lord, send the Holy Spirit. Send the Holy Spirit down out there through every one of those little new radio stations we just went on. May the Holy Spirit breathe on the listeners there and come there with the truth of God's word that they might hear. Hear and your soul shall live. You say, well, that old cook, what's he hollering about? I'm hollering about, are you saved, my friend? Are you a Christian? Do you know the Lord? Can you look up at night, sit out there on the porch, and the starry skies come up and look up and say, thank you, Lord, for saving an old sinner like me. Thank you, Lord, for saving that old trailblazer. He's bringing us the truth. We never heard the truth before. Now we're hearing it. And would you do that? And then would you pray for the old trailblazer? When you go to prayer, do you have prayer in your church on Sunday afternoon? Would you ask the leader, Mr. Leader, would y'all just pray for the old trailblazer? He's going through some hard times, health-wise, other ways. And he just asked us to pray for him. It won't hurt us to pray for him, will it, Mr. Leader? Pastor, can you pray for the old trailblazer? And they might tell you to quit listening to that old cook, but that's all right. Let me be a cook for Christ's sake. But I am happy to be with you folks, and I'm glad many of you listen and write me, help me with the broadcast. And we do need your help right now. And then write me, let me know if you're listening on one of those new stations we just went on. So if you would, stay with me. Tune in each day, Monday through Friday, and go there to my website, radiomission.org. You can look up, you can hear the Trailblazer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you choose to. And then also pray for the old Trailblazer. Would you do that? And ask the Lord for me. Ask the Lord to give me grace to go on day by day. Don't be slack. The Bible says, don't be slothful. Oh, I hate slothful. I hate laziness worse than I hate a snake. But listen, remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomission.org. Goodbye, and God bless you.